the time when I was really eating the word like that, I went up to I was on my way to a D9. I had a problem to, I was a mechanic, to find out what that D9 engine, the D353, D9 engine, it was a good engine, but it didn't come out to 1955, but there was a lot of improvements come on them. It was a good solid engine. Nines didn't have too much engine problem. So I was driving up there to about, oh, close to 200 miles. I prayed in the spirit all the way, and about the end of it, well, I just said, Lord, would you help me right now? I said, it's going to be very cold, and I just want you to help me. And I just, including in everything I did, I said, it's going to be tough. Lord says, ah, not going to be bad. Just do it right here in the truck. What are you talking about? Can you trust me? I hope so. I hope I've been trusting you. I'm going to let you put you to test today. He says, you've been praying the Spirit. And I said, yes, I have. Yes, yes, yes. You know that. Well, if you can trust me, I'll tell you what you need for that engine. Would you just be willing to write it down and turn it in to your peers, the one that you work for? Would you trust me that much? I said, yes, I would. So I just stopped, pulled over the road, and went over and looked at the 9, and the person says, that's all you need to do, because I'm going to be the one that really looked at it. But see, they don't know that, and there's no, you're not doing nothing wrong. If they had me, they could do the same thing. I'm that much of an extra edge. I used to get to where I was afraid to go someplace because I'd have the answer so fast to scare people. I mean, it's the truth. I'm still trying to slow down. God's so mighty. I guess that's why he picked me, because I was just in the right spot, and I needed him so much. And I guess he needed me a little bit. So I called in. I says, S206 to base one. And I shot for him and come on the phone. I said, this 9 you sent me up, I got the answer for you. He said, boy, you really got fast. I said, yeah, I had a little help. Oh, you did? Oh, yeah, you know, I did. And he said, you got the answer? I said, yes, I'll stand on it. He said, that's good enough. He says, we never had no trouble with you, so that's okay. You say it's okay, it's okay. See, they had faith in me. But see, God made that faith bigger. It took time to where they had faith in me. That's why I never ever wanted to quit there, because they had a lot of faith in me. They knew that what I said was solid. And when you work for a company like I work, you need to be solid, and you couldn't be in the natural. You just had to tear everything down the other way and get a bunch of pieces. Here you got a ton of parts. You got stuff scattered, snow's coming down. You're in deep trouble. So the way I was, I still left it runnable. I did take the filter out, and it brought positive action what he told me. So I put a new filter in it, made sure it start. They lifted it on the 9 axle, brought it back to the shop where I was working out of. I didn't work out of the shop. I worked as a resident mechanic about 30 miles from the shop. So at times I wasn't even there. They called me from home, and I went up on this machine. I was on my way back, so I stopped at the shop, gave them a list on my return way home. And a couple of weeks later, I went up there, and the head mechanic, I knew him very personally, and he says, you must have had a lot of help on that, because everything on it was just exactly, even back to the last cotter key, was right. Now, in the natural man, I could not do that, because you miss things. I don't care how good you look, you miss things. And things you don't know, you just guessing at it. You really don't know. But every time God does it, it's exactly right. It makes people wonder about you so much that they think that you've got help, which it did. Psalms 120:21, my help comes from the Lord. I'll lift my eyes to the hills. Whence comes my help? But that's what we need in life. We need something to give us strength when we got not the answer. And say, this fits in with that list. Not knowing. I thought that was the best example there was.